Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Zayin Omud Aleph, and we're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we just started yesterday Siman Kuf Samach Beis, which teaches us the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, how actually one washes the hands of Netilas Yadayim properly. And we learned in the beginning of Sif Aleph in yesterday's Shir that the Mechaber told us that one should keep one's hands elevated in the air after you washed Netilas Yadayim so that the water would rip down your arm, going from your hand down from your wrist to the forearm, and not the other way around, so if there was any tummy water on your forearm, it wouldn't go back and be metame the hands, the fingers, the wrist. And that's the proper way that the Mechaber said to do it yesterday. Today, the Ramah brings down an alternative way. Hagah, the Ramah says at the very top line, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Huadin, likewise, one can accomplish a good Netilah Sedayim in Mashpilon Mitchila Sanatila Atsofa, the Shaper Dummy. If you keep your fingers all the way down so that the water is always going in that direction and it will never flow above the wrist to the forearm and then come back from the forearm to the wrist, you also won't have a problem of being remitame your hands. And he says this is Shaper Dummy, perfectly good as well. But Raki Sheizar, be very careful then, Shelo Yagbia Tchila Rosh Yetzbiosov V'yachar Kach Yishpilem. You have to make sure that your fingers are down the whole time, because if your fingers are up ever, so then the water will flow down from your fingers to your hand to your wrist, and then that would be problematic because it will then flow back onto your hand, and they could be rimatami the hands. Daz yatsu hamayim chutz leperik, the water could go beyond the wrist onto the forearm. The yachzu vitamu yadayim, and then come back when your hands are down again from the forearm to the wrist to the fingers, and be mitame your fingers, and therefore your tilas yadayim would be no good. It's a little difficult to visualize this, obviously, on a audio shia, but the bottom line is, from both of these two shitas, from the Mechaber from yesterday and from the Ramah today, is that one has to be very careful that water doesn't come from the upper part of your forearm and go back after it became tame, and go back onto your lower part of your hand and be remitame the lower hand that already is clean from your first Netilas Yadayim pouring of water. As we've mentioned already several times, the first Netilah is mitar your hands, but the water that's there, and the water then goes up to the forearm and comes back down, has the ability to be re-mitame. And the mayim shneim that we pour, that only is mitar the water that is on the hands themselves, but not the water that is on the forearm. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskev, Vehu Adin in Mashpilon, when he quotes the Ramah over here, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll do in a moment, but he says, Afilu Harotza Lismoch Al Eitz Azu Dashbola, if you want to rely upon the Ramah, Ein Kedai Lismoch Rak Mishinoto Kol Hayad Arakona. The only way you can rely upon the Ramah is if you make sure that you're washing the Shita that says you wash the entire hand up to the wrist. You can't use this Ramah if you're relying upon the Shita that says you only have to wash up until the knuckles. As we've already mentioned several times, it is certainly always preferable, l'chatchila, to pour a lot of water, at least a revius, on the entire hand to the wrist, and this way you alleviate and obviate many of these concerns and problems. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Who I didn't mashpilon." The Ramah says you can accomplish the same thing as the Mechaber said by keeping your hands elevated, by keeping your hands always down. And he explains, "The kivon dehishpilon mitchilas hanatilo shalmayim rishonim." Since your fingers are down from the very start of pouring the water on them, the mayim rishonim, halo mei karolo yotzu amayim klal chutz leperek. So therefore, the water, it's always flowing downwards distally. It will never go back up the arm to reach your forearm, and therefore you won't ever have waters that were tame going up to the forearm and then coming back down and being rimatame the hands. Sivkan zayin at sofa, that the fingers have to be down the entire time. Hainu ad achay nesinas mayim shniim, until after you pour the second waters on your hand. However, aval achar kach, after you pour the second waters on your hand, when all the water is now tar, shaper dummy, it would be okay if the water flowed the other way because it's all tar water. Afla gmiya kodem anigo, even if your hands did get raised when you're going to get the towel to dry them, any water that drips down will not be a problem in this situation because all the water that's on the hand becomes tar from the pouring of the mayim shniim. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Rak Sheizar, one should be very careful, however, not to lift up his hands until he's poured the Mayim Shniim. Rotsu Lomar, Demad the Isa B'Gemara, that which the Gemara says, that Tzorach Lag B'Yad, the Gemara says you should lift up your hands. Hainu Imhoyo Machazikon B'Hagbo B'Eis Nesinas Mayim Rishonim. That's when it's talking about you have to keep your hands lifted, as only if they were raised upwards, your fingers upwards, during the pouring of the Mayim Rishonim, as we explained yesterday, the Mechaber. Or if they were just held neutral, to the plane. They weren't up or down. In this situation, the chayshino shi'etzu chutz leperek, you have to be concerned in this situation that some of the water went from the hand, past the wrist, and onto the forearm. And therefore, v'yakein muchrach lachzikam dafka begova. That's why you have to keep your hands elevated the whole time, so that the water can flow from the forearm to the wrist, but will keep on flowing down towards the elbow. Achasanigam, until you dry it off. K'deishalo yachzu v'yerdu alhuatzbo. So none of the tamei water that's on your forearm will come back to be in the time of your hands and your fingers. However, but if they were constantly down, according to this idea of the Ramah, you also won't have a problem. Because the waters never went above the wrist, and therefore there is no concern. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes explains if your hands were down, this is not a problem. Not everybody agrees with the Ramah that this is an acceptable way to go wash your hands. Reasoning is because mitam de kishahem mushpolim lemato, when your fingers are down, efshar shelo yagiu hamayim klala roshi hatzbos, because if you're not careful to make sure that the water goes in them, the water may not go on your fingers. Yao king tov lahagbiyam. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it is better, according to these other poskim, these achronim, to lift your hands up. Afilu beis nesinas mayim rishonim, like the Mechaber said, during the entire time that you're pouring it, even from the start of the pouring of the mayim rishonim. And this is in fact the Mogen Avraham's opinion. And this, besides the pure halachic and physical reasons that we've mentioned, is also consistent with the Kabbalistic reasonings that are brought down that your hand should be elevated. And this is in fact based also upon the pasuk that the Gemara brings. The pasuk says, "Vayinat lein, vayinasein." They did netila, and they elevated their hands. Mashma the kain royal linok, and it appears from this understanding that the more proper way is to follow the Mechaber over here and to keep the hands elevated the entire time that you're washing the netila shadai. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, nowadays people aren't makbid. And he says, Batam, the reason is, because if you pour an entire revius, then the problems of the water becoming tomei don't exist. Because according to most poskim, as we've said many times now, when you pour an entire revius, the waters don't become tomei. And therefore, Vagam Shinotlin Atsov Pisa Sayad. And likewise, if we're going all the way up until the wrist, you don't have the concern that there's tomei water that's on the area of the hand between the knuckle and the wrist that could go back and be rimitame the finger area. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umikom makom, nochon lashkiach shiyavo hamayim b'roshi etzbiosav b'cholat stodim." When a person washes, he should be careful to make sure that the water goes throughout the fingers and all over the sides of the hand. Below kamonam, and not like unfortunately many people, sheshofchin rak al tzidi yedei, and they pour a little bit of water on the side of their hands, bein mashkichin, and they're not careful, sheyavo hamayim gam al roshei hoetzbos, that the water, they're not careful to make sure that the water goes on the fingers, the tips of the fingers, the cholayat soviv, and around the entire hand. He brings us down the name of achronim, and therefore one should be very, very careful to make sure that he pours, again, we've said this many times now, ideally, at least the revius on each hand when you're pouring, and to make sure that the water goes on the entire wrist all the way to the fingertips, goes around the entire area, and doesn't leave any area not wet. We'll see later on in today's shira, probably in tomorrow's shira, there's also a concept of shifshuf that many people would do, that they would rub the hands after they washed even up to three times in order to make sure that all parts of the hand became wet and all were metahar from the mayim of the tilas yudai. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber writes, "V'hainu kisheinu notel kol ayad ad makom chibra ayad imazro." Everything that we've been discussing, the Mechaber says, is only something you have to be careful about, according to the Mechaber, that you keep your hands raised, is if you haven't washed up until the wrist. Avolim notel ad shom. If you washed up until the wrist, ain't tzarich lagbia yodav. You don't have to go and keep your hands elevated, because the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud explains, we've already learned this, Hatam Kosavnul Elbos Aleph, Ayin Sham, go look over there, and Dir Shifut in number 10 reminds us that we explained over there that the sheet of the Rashba, She'ein Lach Sho Shema Yotzu Amayim Me'atzmul Chutz Leperek, you don't have to be concerned that the waters from the hand went beyond the wrist onto the forearm. V'chol HaChashah Shurak Kishenot HaLatzov Kishri Etzbi Osev, we said, according to this Rashba, that the only concern is that the waters are going to be turning from the between the knuckle and the wrist, if you didn't wash up to the wrist. But if you washed up to the wrist, it's not a concern. So therefore, the Mechaber says you don't have to be concerned if you washed all the way up to the wrist. However, the Ramah brings down, V'yesh Cholkim is there. There are those that disagree with this. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph explains, no, you have to keep your hand elevated the whole time, because we are concerned about the water going beyond the wrist onto the forearm.
He says, Ayin be'el Yerabba, shekos of da'ika kayesh chokim hazeh, that we paskin, according to the El Yerabba, like this concern of the Ramah, that if your hands are washed even till the wrists, you have to be concerned that some of the water went above onto the forearm and it will come back. Through das rov ha'meforshim, because this is in fact the opinion of many of the poskim. Omikom makom, however, bishas atchak, under extenuating circumstances, kishi efshalo lagbia, for whatever the reason you can't lift up your hands, yesh lismo chaldeo harishona shesosam ha'machaber kavosi lekula. One can bidyevid rely upon this shita of the machaber that says you don't have to be concerned. Obifrat shanu noktem revias maim, and especially this is true when you're pouring at least the revias of water. Kvenanal, as we've already explained, it's not so much of a concern. And then the Mechaber continues, and he says, the same din applies that you don't be so concerned. If you have poured simultaneously on both your hands the revius, somebody else is pouring it, or as we'll see in Sif Dalet, a way that you could pour it yourself on both of your hands. Kiven de ein shom mayim tmeim. Again, in this situation, there is no tamei water. Klal at all. So ain't tzarich labia yodav. You don't have to be concerned with keeping your hands elevated so that no tamei water will fall back from your wrist, above the wrist under the forearm, into the hand area, because there is no tamei water. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis explains, this is true, v'chol shekeinim shofach revias al kol yad v'yad. He brings that from the Taz. If you pour an entire revias on both hands at once, certainly if you pour an entire revias on each hand, the same thing would apply. Siv Katan Yud Gimel v'pamachas, de'ech yitzur zeh, ayin l'kamim b'siv dalet. How is a person going to pour on his own hand, both of his hands, simultaneously, a revius, so Siv Dalet will explain that, but the simple understanding is also that another person could pour it on both of your hands. Siv Katan Yud Dalet, Dein Shom Mayim Tmeim, in this situation when you pour an entire revius, there is no tamei water. Dema Demrina Mayim Arishon Tmei, in that which we said that the first waters could become tamei when they come into contact with your tamei hand. Umishom Hochi Tzorech Lag Bia Yodav, and that's why the Machaber explained you should lift your hand up. Hainu Davka Bepachos Mi Revius Bevasachas Ulkame. That's only when you're talking about over here, less than a revius, so there's water that's tamei, as we've already explained many times. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein ha-mat bil yodov, if somebody does tfilas yodaim, he puts his hand into a mikvah, ain't tzorich lag bi yodov. He likewise, in this situation, doesn't have to lift up his hands, again, because there is no tamei water. When you put your hands into a mikvah, the water in the mikvah remains tar. Your hands aren't metame, the water in the mikvah. So therefore, again, whenever there's no concern of tamei water, you don't have to lift up your hands. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Teslov explains, Gan Kain Mitama. Now, this is for the reason that we've explained above, the Ein Kan Mayim Tomeim, because there is no tamei water when you're dipping your hands into a mikvah. The Ramah then adds, Yesh Omrim, Dim Shofech Ayodav Gimel Ponim, Ein Tzorech Lizor B'Chozeh. Then the Ramah says, if you pour on your hands three times, you also don't have to be concerned about any of this. V'chein Noagu L'Hokel. This is, in fact, the opinion that he brings down, that the minhag is to be makel in this fashion if you do it three times. What exactly do we mean if you do it three times over here? So the Chofetz Chaim, in Dibur HaMasko, V'yesh Omrim, Dim Shofech Ayodav Sholosh Ponim, he says, Hatam, the reasoning is, Disfiru Lehu Kedas Hadeya, Shnia, Shevesi B'Mishnah Berurah Osalat, because this is according to the second opinion that he brought down in his introduction in Siv Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. The Iker Tamak Bohu, the main reason that we lift up our hands, Mishum Shemolo Higiu Ashniim Ad Bekomo Rishonim Letarim, that maybe the second waters that you're pouring don't reach up to the place that the first waters reached up to, and therefore you'll have some tummy water left. The Yachzu Acha Kachamayim Tmeim Al Esposo, then that water will then go down onto his fingertips if you don't keep the fingers lifted, elevated towards the sky. However, ubishofech gimu pamim, when you pour the third time, lo chayshin and kula had, then you don't have to be concerned that you didn't reach it. You almost certainly have reached it by then. The imlo igiu ashniim, higiu shlishim, because even if the second waters didn't make it, the third waters certainly did. And this is based upon the Magen Avraham. Because of El Yerabba, the El Yerabba adds, the lefize, according to this, yesh lahachmir lahagbia af benoto gimu pamim. He says, one should be machmir, even if one pours three times to still lift up his hands. Kiven da'anan lo kaimalon kideyazu v'chanal. Since we technically don't follow this opinion, so therefore, it's best to be choshesh for the other opinions as well. But if you just make like this opinion, and you do it three times, you can rely upon this, the yesh lo amil smoke, you have those that you can rely upon. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tezayin, he says, V'chein Noagu L'Hokel, he quotes the Ramah, V'yos Enoan Linhog Im Yesh Lo Mayim, the proper way, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do have enough water, Sheyotil Revias Al Kol Yad V'Yad, better to do an entire Revias on each hand, O Yoser, and certainly more. We've already brought down the idea that if you pour B'Shefa, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back Shefa. If you pour with a lot of bounty, so to say, without being careful to be Mitzamtzein, if there's an adequate amount of water, so to pour a lot of water, so Hashem will return the favor, so to say, by giving you a tremendous amount of bounty. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you pour at least a revius on each hand, or yoser or more, shivo hamayim aleihem b'shofi, the water comes in with plenty, the chanal b'simen kufin nuches, as we've explained, umimeilo lo yitzdorich ledakdik b'hagboso medina. Then you don't have to be concerned about this at all. Chanal, as we've explained, the chen muchach mechayodim, the chayodim says is the proper way to do this, and he also brings down the aleit zazu, the gimel upon mefakkin kamachron, because there are achronim that don't like this pouring of three times, and he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkot and Tezvav, looking at the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba, who don't like this. Now let's just start Siv Beis. The Mechaber says, Anota Yodav, when one washes his hands and tilas yadayim, Shofech aleim kitzas mehoreviyas, lohosu mehem alichloch, lecholdova shechotzes. If a person's hands are somewhat dirty, so what he should do is, he has this revius water. We're talking here about where he has an exact revius of water. If he has more than this, is not a problem. If he has an exact revius of water, so the Mechaber says, pour a little bit on your hands to get rid of the dirt. As he says, l'chasir mehem halichluch, b'chol dov shechotzitz, or anything else there that forms a chatzitza. And then, after you poured a little bit of water on it, v'yachakach shofech aleim pam shenis, then you pour on your hands a second time, and these waters are the equivalent of the normal mayim rishonim, v'gam elu hamayim him tmeim, and therefore these waters, which are the equivalent of mayim rishonim, they are tamei when they come into contact with your hand. Your hand wasn't purified, it wasn't made tar by the first pouring, because that first pouring was to get rid of the lichluch. And then v'yachakach, now you pour shofech aleim pam shlishis, now you pour a third time, and this third time is the equivalent of the normal second time, letar hamayim sha'al gabei hayadayim, that will go and purify or make tar any remaining water that's on your hand. And in this way, you won't have the concern about having tamei water on your hand re-metaming your hand. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, the shir netilas yadayim hu lo pochos mirevius mayim shtei yodav. You need to have, to start off with, at least the revius. The shofech osah shtei yodav kiachas o bifnei atzmo, that you pour on your hands all at once, or each hand on its own. Mitzas alachas u mitzas hashniya, a little bit of the water on one hand, a little bit of the water on the other hand. O kemavur leel b'simen kusamach siv gimel, as we've already learned. If your hands are a little bit dirty, however, but you only have a revius of water, so pour a little bit on your hands mikodem to get rid of the dirt that's on the hands, hachotzitz, which is a chatzitza. But this doesn't make it that you don't have a revius for netilas shadayim. The gamzel etzorech toras yadayim huba. The Levush says that this is all considered one big taharas yadayim over here. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for further discussion about this. Now, the Bir Halacha is not happy about this. And there's a long Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maschil Kitzos Meheravias. And he basically says over here that when you're doing this, Koshel Lechorim Ma'od. It's very difficult to understand how this works. He says, Imke Nivchas Mishir. You don't have the shir revius if you already poured off a little bit when you're doing to get rid of the lichloch, so it's a problem. And he says, the Levush asked this question, he gave a teretz over there, and he says, because it's all the tzorech and tzorech yadayim, which was the Mishnah Berurah brought down, but he says, Einam Yusha Bezadayin. He doesn't fully understand this, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a preparation for Natila, that's not the start of the Natila. And he says, the pashtus is over here, that you don't have a revius anymore. And therefore, he says, Ladina, if you want to follow the simple understanding over here, that this is a chiddush over here from the Shaar Rishonim, and the Ravid is Mashal Lehejah, and Livchos Mishir Revius, Mayim B'Shtei Pamim B'Shut Ofim, and the Ravid says, you definitely can't do this. You definitely need to have a Revius when you're pouring on the two times, and you can't pour off a little bit at the beginning. And he says that you don't have the Shear to be do the Tilas Yadayim Yofer if you do it this way. And he therefore concludes, and he says, Im Yivchos Ma'at B'Shul Hasor Sachatitza, Lo Yalo Lanatila, the Ravid would say it's no good, and this Ravid is paskin by many, many others, and therefore he says, Mehanochel Lechatrila Lahachmir Bezer, one shouldn't rely upon this. And what should you do if you're stuck in this situation? You only have a revius of water, so go wash your hands with some parcel of water that's not good for the tilas yadayim, or clean your hands off in some other way. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yuches writes, this lichluch is kamotid, it's like some tar. The lichluch she'enu chotzis, enu tzorch lasiru klal kodem netila. If this wasn't dirt that was a chatzitza, you wouldn't have to get rid of it. The Chazon Ish, however, in Dirshu footnote number 13, brings down that since the water seems to be getting through over here, he's not sure it's a chatzitza, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that the real reason over here that you have to get rid of it is because the rabbis said you have to have a clean hand, you shouldn't have anything else on the hand when you're doing a tilas yadayim, even if it's not a chatzitza. We'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem will finish up with the rest of this Mishnah Berurah in tomorrow's shir.